Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. The final step is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to animate that real object on our record audio XAML page. And we want it to rotate while we're recording. I think that's going to be a nice visualization of what the app is actually doing. A nice visual cue to the user that they're in the middle of an important operation in the app. So our game plan in this lesson will be, first of all, to create a storyboard that includes an animation that will rotate the ellipse, really everything in that grid that contains the ellipse, the smaller ellipse, and the little squares. And then we're going to programmatically start and stop that animation. But first we're going to need to learn a little bit more about creating animations on the Windows Phone. So before we dive too deeply into the topic of animation, I want to discuss it at a very high level. Once we're comfortable about how animation works in XAML UI frameworks, we're going to have a bit more confidence to apply a specific animation to rotate our reel. So first, it's important to realize that XAML controls like the grid and the button and so on, they're defined separately from animation definitions. You can create an animation that's applied to different controls as needed. An animation is associated with a control, and then it's triggered by some event. Now, in our case, we've already defined the grid and the shapes that will comprise our reel, and soon we're going to define an animation and then associate the animation with our grid and all the little bits inside of it, and then we're going to write C# code to trigger the animation. So again, we're going to do all this before the end of the lesson. Animations are made up of a storyboard object and at least one animation object. So let's start with the animation. First, there are several different types of animation data types. We're going to use a double animation data type because we want to move a property, specifically the rotation property, from 0.0 to 360.0, the angle of the animation every several seconds, okay? In other words, we want the grid to rotate, let's say every 4 seconds, completely 360 degrees. So each fraction of a second, we want the rotation property to increment in even fractional amounts to make it appear like it's animated. So besides the double animation object, there's also a color animation class for animating between two colors, a point animation class for modifying an object's XY coordinate or its size. So an animation is basically a timeline combined with a result. The results are determined by the specific animation class that you pick, like we just talked about, a double animation, a color animation, and so forth. It's important to know that all animation classes inherit from a timeline class, which confers properties related to the timing of an animation. The begin time, that allows you to kind of delay the start of the animation, perhaps waiting for other animations on the storyboard to begin or to complete. A duration property that affects how long the animation should take before delivering the desired result. There's also an auto reverse and repeat behavior property, which do what they suggest. Should it animate one way and then animate all the way back to the original value? Should it continue to repeat forever and so on? So a storyboard is a collection of one or more animations. You group the animations that you want triggered by a specific event, like a button click or a loaded event and so on. The storyboard allows you to pair an animation with a target object. The animation is just a definition of what properties should be affected, when it should be affected, and for how long. We then have to apply that animation to a target object. Now, in our case, that target object will be that grid that contains all the shapes that represent the reel. In our case, our storyboard will be simple. We just want one thing to happen, a rotation from 0 to 360 degrees every 4 seconds. We could add multiple animations targeting multiple properties of multiple objects, and we could even create child storyboards to better refine how our user experience will play out. Then once we're ready to allow the storyboard to play, we'll call its begin method. So it'll in turn kick off all of its child animations and child storyboards. So there's four possible transformations or transforms that you can animate as listed and diagrammed on this page that you see on screen right now. And I realize that this article is specifically for WPF. However, many of the concepts that I described above and we'll talk about in this lesson are transferred to the Windows Phone API and any XAML-based UI framework. Okay? So the four possible transforms are the rotate transform, the scale transform, the skew transform, where you can like make things, you know, the shape and the size of different portions of the shape change, and then a translate transform, as well as other attributes that you can change with, like, for example, the color animation and so on. And there's a lot more to learn about animations, and for a more complete explanation of animations, I would recommend that you start here on the page that you see on screen right now. So now that you have the very, very basics of storyboards and animations, let's modify the grid containing the shapes that comprise our real graphic. You'll recall that the large ellipse and the smaller rectangles and ellipse are contained in a grid for layout purposes, this grid right here. All right. So to get them to move all correctly at the same time, it's easier to just animate or rather to rotate the grid rather than animate each individual shape. So that's one reason why we put them in the grid control in the first place. So what we want to do is add a name for the grid. So let's call this real grid. Okay, and so then we can access it programmatically. And I want to indicate that I want to animate the entire grid and all of its children animate together as a group, or rather as a composite. So what I'm going to do here is actually add grid.renderTransform, and I'm going to set that to a new instance of the composite transform. Again, I want the whole thing, the grid and all of its contents, to be treated as one unit for the purpose of animation. That's what this does. Or more specifically, this composite transform does, okay? All right, so near the top of the record audio page, beneath the phone application page declaration, right here, what I want to do is add a resources selection. We've done this before. So let's go phone application, phone dot, phone application page dot resources. All right, very good. And then inside of there, I want to define a storyboard. All right, so storyboard, and I'm going to give it a name. And then I'm also going to give it a repeat behavior of forever. And inside of the storyboard, I'm going to create an animation, a double animation. I'm going to set its duration equal to 4 seconds, so 0:0:4. And I'm going to set it to the value of 360. And there will be some other things that I'm going to set here. And let me just type them out, and then I'll explain what they do in a little bit. So the target property will be the UI element. And then the storyboard dot target name equals real grid. And we're going to go and set this in. Okay. Okay, so let's start over again. We're creating a page level resource. We're creating a storyboard. Okay, so let's start over here. First of all, we are creating a page level resource. Specifically, we're creating a storyboard, and because it's page level, we could reuse this in other spots on our page if we really wanted to, but we don't really need to in this case. We're going to give the storyboard a name, rotate circle, and this will allow me to access it programmatically. And once we start the rotation, or we start this storyboard rather, we want it to repeat forever until we tell it to stop. All right, so we build next a double animation object. Why double animation? Well, as I discussed at the outset, we want to modify the rotation property, or more specifically, this storyboard.target right here, from 0 to 360, which are numerical, and therefore we require the use of the double animation object. And we set the duration to 4 seconds. So in 4 seconds, we want to increase the rotation value starting at 0 and increasing to 360. So then we set the target name and the target property. The target name, which is our grid here, right? That contains all of our ellipses and rectangles. Now the target property is a little bit tricky. We have to write it this way due to the fact that we're working with a composite transform. And as I mentioned ago, we want to animate the grid and its children. Otherwise, we could simply set the target property equal to rotation. But here we want to set it equal to a render transform and the composite transform.rotation, pretty much like what we've done here with render transform, composite transform, and specifically we're going to composite transform the rotation property, all right? All right, so what comes next is easy now that we've declaratively defined the animation. We're gonna start and stop the animation based on the state of the toggle button. So let's go over to our recordaudio.xaml.cs, and in the record audio checked, what we want to do is call it rotate circle.begin, and then in the record audio unchecked, we're going to call rotate circle.stop. All right, and I just noticed something here as I was typing this. We have, we set the application bar as visible equal to true here. We need to set it equal to false when the record audio button is checked. So I'm gonna go ahead and add that line of code as well in order to help manage the state of things better, okay? So just a little bug fix there while we're here. All right, so if we would run the application at this point, we would notice an odd behavior during All right, so let's go ahead and click the record button. And now when we click the toggle button, notice the odd behavior. The reel is not rotating in place, but rather it's rotating around the page. This is because we didn't define the spot of origin for the transform to take place. Instead, it's at its default XY position, which is in the upper left-hand corner. And instead, what we want it to do is be in the middle, the origin of the transform to be in the middle. So instead of 0.0, we want it to be at 0.5 and 0.5 for the XY position. So what we'll do here, let's go ahead and stop running the app. And in the grid that contains our reel, we want to add, here, let me just move these down to other lines. We're going to add the render transform origin, and we're gonna set that to 0.5 and 0.5. All right, so now when we run the app a second time, and we try to record, okay, and now we get the rotation that we expect. Very cool. Awesome, okay. Now just for fun, I'd like to get this working on my Lumia 920. So what I want to do is go ahead and connect the USB wire with my phone, because I'm anxious to try this out. And you can see, let's see what happens here. Nah, I'm good, I don't need to do any of that stuff. All right, let's go ahead and switch over to the device. And I'm gonna go ahead and, whoops, I know I'm gonna need to unlock it. There we go, hopefully we're good. Okay, so it came up on my phone. So now I can play any of the sounds, like let's go for a horse gallop, or dog actually. Awesome. And now let's record one of our own sounds. Well, actually, let's click the record button. This is just a test to see if this works. And let's play back.
This is just a test to see if this works.
Awesome. Let's give it a name. All right, we'll just call this Bob. And click OK. And now I should be able to see it.
This is just a test to see if this works.
Awesome. That's so gratifying to get it deployed on your actual phone and to see it working. Okay, so that was a lot of fun. Okay, so to recap, in this lesson we learned about animation using a storyboard, and we talked about how storyboards are related to animation classes. We talked about the different types of animations and transforms that you can add to your app. We learned how to programmatically trigger the storyboard to start it and to stop it. We learned about things like how to modify the rotation animation starting point by changing the render transform origin attribute from the upper left-hand corner to the middle so that it rotates in place and rather than rotating around that starting point. But the big takeaway is that if you can imagine it, there's likely a way to accomplish it given the wealth of animation options in XAML and the Windows Phone API. Okay, so now that you've finished your first version of this app, I want to challenge you to add some functionality to this app on your own. Now again, struggle is how you learn, so there's no doubt that what I'm asking you to do here will be hard, and I'm going to leave you to do it on your own. And I haven't added these features myself, and there's no denying that they would probably require me a couple of days to research, develop, and debug these features. But here's what I would like you to try and add. Three things. First of all, I want you to figure out how to add images to each item, each tile. So you need to manipulate the data model to accommodate an associated image file with each sound data object. So you're going to have to add image files to the project. You'll have to add an image control to the data template and then figure out how to bind the image's source to your sound data object. So, you know, if you actually watch the rest of the series, you're going to get some hints on how to accomplish this, because we're going to be binding images to tiles, among other things, as we create our second full-fledged app here in just a moment. The second thing I want you to figure out is how to delete items. So right now there's a huge limitation in this. If you add a custom sound, there's no way to get rid of it. You're stuck with it for the rest of your life. I'm going to have that Bob test sound on my phone now forever. That's an unfortunate limitation. Clint suggested that you use the context menu from the Windows Phone Toolkit. I'm not sure, but I think we might be using that as we work on the next app. But I'm not 100% sure, but look up the context menu on the Windows Phone Toolkit. And then the third thing I want you to try to figure out is how to pin individual sounds to the start page. Honestly, that's something I've never tried to implement, but I know there's tutorials out there that can lead you in the right direction. So if I want that dog sound on my start page, how would I pin just that sound to my start page? All right. And hey, are there other cool ideas, cool features that you would like to see added to this app? Try adding them yourself, or tell you what, share them below in the comments area for this video as challenges to your fellow students, and see if somebody can come up with it and challenge each other. That'd be a great way to build a community around this learning experience. All right, but we have to move on. What I want to do next is actually show you how to submit this app to the phone store for inclusion and for sale, or give it away for free. And so we'll do that in the next lesson, then we're going to move on to our next project. So we'll see you there. Thank you.